one of the pleasures of having Shane Hamlin in studio is that we got to talk about gaming. And Shane, I'm so glad you're back here. By the way, Mike Brennan is not with us this week. He's taking St. Patrick's Day off. Yeah, being a good Irishman, he is recovering slowly from the celebrations.
Listen, Mike, my name is Shane Patrick Hamlin. I'm pretty Irish. I'm here, damn it.
That's right.
Right?
And yesterday, my name was Gary O'Baker.
There you go.
I was into the right spirit yesterday, although I think that's Irish whiskey, isn't it?
That was a spirit you were into.
18-year Irish. Yeah, the big gamer that I am, and I'm hooked on a mobile game right now.
Really?
Golf Clash. I don't know if you've ever played it.
No, what is it?
It's an app you can download on, you know, iPhone or Apple, and it's one hole, and that's all you get, versus somebody. It randomly picks someone, or you can play your friends.
Really?
And it's one hole shot. You get one hole, and it varies, you know, the courses, and you go one-on-one, and it's for money. Not real money, but, you know.
No, playing, okay.
Playing money.
Yeah.
And there's microtransactions. You buy the better clubs and the better balls, but you can earn it all, too, for free. But I'm the huge gamer, and here I'm stuck on a phone app that's just kicking my butt because it's just like
what is it called again?
It's called Golf Clash.
Golf Clash.
You know, things are going that way. You know, most game developers are developing for the handheld devices, and the new Nintendo device
Switch
isn't much larger than a cell phone.
You know, and I've always been the one that's against. I hate mobile games. I never really liked them. I didn't get them.
Yeah, I didn't get them.
You know, because I'm an old school gamer. I'm a guy that did, you know, EverQuest back in the day, and almost 20 years ago.
But you sit in your basement and play for hours, and the mobile games, you know, you got a few minutes, play the game.
And that's what I'm finding, that the gaming for me is changing, and it hurts my feelings because it disappoints me.
And the guys you played with.
I think back in the day, you know, of the such intense and such a huge gamer I was that, you know, there was times that I knew that in my game online, massively multiplayer online, mm-hmm. that I knew at 2 in the morning, my one harvester on Naboo was going to be ready for harvesting. And I had to get up at 2 in the morning and go harvest it, or I would lose those resources.
No.
I mean, it was such an involved game lifestyle that I lived. And I think back,
you literally were involved in the game.
I missed that. I really missed that excitement to that, and it doesn't exist anymore in gaming because everything is it's a now generation. It's the generation that wants everything now.
Every instant instant gratification, and every minute is taken up by the device.
Yeah.
And I really believe people are losing at some point their ability to communicate with each other in line at grocery stores. And, you know, when's the last time you went to a grocery store and struck up a conversation? My wife says she hates that about me, but she also loves that about me.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much the same way.
Yeah. And that's me. I'll talk to my wife hates it as well. I'll talk to everybody about anything in the grocery store.
That's right.
I mean, I talk to everyone.
How can you just strike up a conversation with people?
Doesn't bother me. Yeah, right.
It doesn't bother me. No. Never has.
So were you a hardcore gamer too, Ed?
No, not really. Maybe in the 90s.
In the 90s? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, where I'd stay up until 3 in the morning playing Duke Nukem and stuff like that. Yeah, games like that, early games.
Early shooter games.
Yeah, early
Which, well, in the early 90s we all were. I mean, I was in corporate America in the 90s, and half the office was playing Doom. I mean, that's just the way it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I seen it that then. I thought back, boy, this is the end of the world.
That's why I got into PCs, was for gaming, really, if I think back on it. I had to build a better, faster, stronger PC than my friends so I could kick their butts.
Yeah, were you ever a gamer again?
No.
Me neither. No. Me neither. I never got into it, and I don't know why. I've plenty of other things that we're doing online.
And I'm finding, because I speak to a lot of our listeners will come see me at my store.
Yep.
Or they'll just call out of the blue. And I'm talking to a lot of older folk, and they're into gaming.
Yeah.
More than I thought.
What kind of gaming are they into?
Whatever they can get their hands on. I mean, you know, you would think it's a solitaire and checkers. No, they want to play all these kinds of games.
Battleship, the large battle frontiers, the ships, and golf.
When I turn these people on to Windows 10, I don't just hand them a computer with Windows 10. I actually will set them up with a Windows account so they can really utilize the store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Microsoft store, not your store.
The Microsoft store. Because I know they're going to want to play solitaire. That's the first thing they want to play, solitaire. Sure. So when I show them the store and all these games that they can download for free, Mm-hmm. And they're pretty safe, too. Those games, they've all been tested. They're all safe games to download. They go nuts. They absolutely go nuts about these games.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's
neat. Just,
it's amazing how many older seniors are... I mean, they're not playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, okay. So one question, though, is... So the Microsoft Store, apparently, in the last few years, has really ramped up. Because that was the biggest complaint when they came up with their mobile phones devices, is that the you know, you... Oh, yeah, we have 200 games out here. I mean, come on. I mean, there's a million on iTunes and Android, but there were so few in the Microsoft Store. Apparently, that's switched quite a bit with this Windows 10 environment.
Yeah, I can play this on my phone, the Golf Clash, and I can also log in and play it on my PC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Through Facebook.
So that's good to hear. Thanks for bringing that up.
Through Facebook, you said?
Yeah. Because what it does is it takes all my friends from Facebook, and it says, hey, I'm playing this. You know, it doesn't bother them. It will send them an invite. Hey, play this game with me, because then it shows up, and we can battle each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... I told my son about it, and now he's mad at me.
Why?
Well, it's because he's addicted to it. You know, and now here I am at, you know, during the day, and, you know, I work at a computer store, and I have a little bit more freedom than he would. He's, you know, he works at Crestlink, and he's hustling around in the service department.
Mm-hmm.
So I see him at, you know, 2 o'clock logging in, and I'm thinking, you should be working, son. You know, I'm like, what are you doing playing?
You know, and that's what I found out a few years ago. We went through a phase, myself and the lady I carpooled with, Word for Friends.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and that was addicting. Yeah. But I found myself playing 5 Word for Friends games simultaneously and getting upset with people because it's been 2 days since they checked in, and I just get nasty with them.
Right. So the mobile thing has been grabbing my attention lately, because you're right, Gary. Sometimes I don't want to sit down and, you know, I can log into my Xbox One, mm-hmm. and we play a game called... Elder Scrolls. Mm-hmm. It's online. It's a multiplayer. But I don't sometimes have 2-3 hours to commit to a raid or a dungeon crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pop on like this. I'll be sitting at my, when I'm watching TV, and I'll say, oh, it's a commercial. I'll say, I can get a quick round in.
He's got his cell phone in his hands, folks. That's what I'm talking about.
And I say, I can get a quick round of golf in real quick.
I can squeeze in 3 holes. Yeah.
And I find myself doing it like 2 a.m. sometimes. I'm like, wake up in the middle of the night, go, I bet you I can get a quick.
Well, in light of all that you're saying.
So you're back to being
Angel wakes up and I'm sitting on the edge of the bed playing golf. Like, what are you doing? That's my wife, by the way.
Tell me about the Nintendo Switch then. I mean, is it... Are they late to the game?
You got it. Well, here's the thing. Nintendo's always late to the game. This is their thing. This is what they do. They come out with a new console, which the fanboys buy up. You know, they sell the heck out of it overseas. They'll ramp up record sales, and then they'll just disappear, like they always do. You know, the Wii came out,
mm-hmm.
sold record numbers, and then they just quit developing for it, and it goes away.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing's going to happen to this Switch.
Hmm.
It did great sales records. They're ramping up. Now they're a little smarter. Before, they would hold back on production and kind of create that shortage like they always have. Nintendo's famous for it. But they've learned that their sales window is very limited, meaning because they know they're not going to develop anything else for it, mm-hmm. and it's just going to die. So now they're doubling production, so they're going to get as much as they can. And then in 2 years from now, you'll be a Switch. What was that? I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Back to golf.
Yes.
Four.
Four.
Shane, thanks so much for sharing that with us.